Zok the Helga Mishnah Vayter Masecht is the Mai Perik Zayin Mishnah Aleph. There's a knock on my door, Erev Shabbos. It's my neighbor who is an Am Aretz. How'd you like to come over for a Suda? Oy vey. I don't want to insult him by saying no, but I'm scared he didn't take off Maestros. Maybe he didn't take off Maestros. Most of the times, Am Aretzim do, but I can't be sure, so it's the Mai. So what do I do now? I can't separate Maestros right there and then. It'll be Shabbos. You can't separate Maestros on Shabbos, even if it's Demai. I can't do it now, Erev Shabbos, because it's not mine yet. You can't take off Maestros and payers that aren't yours. Meanwhile, my neighbor, the Amoritz, is saying, so are you coming? Now, we learned earlier in Perik Dal of Mishnah Bey is a case where someone made a neder, if you remember. Remember Perik Dal of Mishnah Bey? Turn back for a minute. Hamadres Chaveri Sheyechel Etzloi. Person says, if you won't eat by me, all of my nechasim are asati like a carbon. And I don't trust him. So he said then, if you remember, oichel imoy b'shabbos harashayna, let's say it's the first Shabbos after marriage, of a bachar who married a psula that was never married. So you can trust him, you can eat over there because it's a very sensitive time. As long as the one who invites you says that he took off maestros, we trust him. But the second Shabbos, you can't. Meaning the second Shabbos after the Nisuin, then it's not so sensitive. Even though it's still part of the Simchas Chas of Akala. Now here, he didn't tell me he's making a neder, that if I don't come, he's asking all his Nechasim on me. And it's not right after a marriage. I just don't want to insult him. So what I can do is, says the Mishnah, again, let's see the words inside of our Mishnah here, Perek Zayin Mishnah Aleph, Hamazmin es Chaver Shiach Letzloi. Am Aretz invites his friend to eat by him on Shabbos. For who? And this guest, ain't a mamina. He doesn't trust the Balabais, ala Maestros. So he's kind of stuck. I don't want to insult him. I can't take off Maestros on Shabbos, and I can't do it now because it's not mine yet. So the Mishnah says there's an Eitzah. Oimrim Erev Shabbos. He should say Erev Shabbos. So if I'm the potential guest, I should make this tonight on Erev Shabbos. And we're a little bit familiar with this. Let's understand that being that it's Demai, I don't have to give Truma Gedoyla to the Kayan. I have to separate Maestros, which I don't have to give. Just have to separate them. But I do, out of the Maestros, I have to take Truma Gedoyla that has to go to the Kayan. So how do I do this? I can't take Truma Gedoyla before I take Maestros. Truma Gedoyla has to come out of Maestros. In a regular situation, not Demai. If I have 100 pieces, I take 10 pieces, I give it to the Levi. 10%. I'm not saying it has to be physically cut up into pieces, just for us to understand it. And the Levi is going to take one of those 10 pieces, which is 1/100th of the total, and give it to the Kayan, that's his Trumas Meiser. But this is Demai. So what do I do now? I'm not giving any Meisers to the Levi, I'm just separating it. But I have to separate the Truma Gedoyla. So like the Mishnah, we have an Eitzah for you. Oimri should say me Erev Shabbos the following tonight. Mashani Osid Laharfish Machar. Let me estimate, let's say, to make things simple, tomorrow I'm going to eat a challah, a whole challah. From that challah he's going to give me, I'm separating 1/100th in my mind now, that's eventually going to be my Trumas Meiser. But you can't give Trumas Meiser before you have to first give Meiser. Trumas Meiser comes out of Meiser. So 1/100th, Hereyu Meiser, that's really Meiser Rishon. The first part of my Maaser Rishon, but that's not enough for Maaser Rishon. Let's imagine that the challah is cut into 100 pieces. You have to give 10 pieces as Maaser Rishon. Okay, I'm not saying that it's all of my Maaser Rishon. It's the first part of my Maaser Rishon. I have to give 10 pieces. I'm starting out. One of the 10 pieces, and again, I'm not saying he's physically cutting. He doesn't even have it yet. We're talking about Erev Shabbos. Look what, in my mind. One out of the 10 pieces, which is 1/100th. Because imagine you're counting up the challah into 100 pieces. 10 out of the 100 is Meiser. So fine, 10 out of the 100 is Meiser. So I'm starting out with 1 out of the 100. I'll add the other 9 soon. But first, Oimrim the Erev Shabbos, he says to me, Erev Shabbos, Mashani Osid Lahavish Machar. Out of the food I'm going to get, I'm going to be separating 1/100th, which is going to be part of my overall Maaser Rishon, which has to be 10, but I'm going to take 1 out of those 10. And I'm telling you right now, Harehu Maaser. That's the first part of my Maaser Rishayim. One of the 10 pieces. The other, 9, that's right next to it. Ushar HaMaaser, the rest of the Maaser Rishayim, the other 9 pieces, Samach Loi, is right next to the first of the 9 pieces. Why do I have to do this? Why can't I just say 10 pieces are going to be Maaser? Because I have to say this. Zeh, that first one, which is the first part of my Maaser Rishayim, that 1 out of 100 from the whole challah, and 1 out of 10 out of what is eventually going to be my Maaser Rishayim, but this first part, Shasisi Maaser, that I already started out as my Maaser Rishayim, this 100th, Asu Trumas Maaser Olav, that's going to be Trumas Maaser on my whole Maaser Rishayim. That's why I had to break up my Maaser Rishayim into 2 parts. First, 1 out of 10, which is 1 out of 100 of the whole challah, and then add the other 9 of the 10 pieces for my Maaser Rishayim. Because I had to be able to say, out of the first part of the Maaser, it goes to Trumas Maaser. So Zeh, that first part, the 1 out of 100 of the whole Challah, Shasisi Maaser, which I started out as the first part of my Maaser Rishayim, also Trumas Maaser Olav. That's going to be Trumas Maaser on the rest of the Maaser Rishayim. On the other 9 pieces. Now I have to make sure that gets separated, because that's Truma. A Zar, a non-Kohen, can't eat that. Tomorrow I'm going to have to make sure that that one piece comes off the table. I'm going to make sure that the Baal Bayis or that none of his children eat that by mistake. Can I throw it away? No. First of all, it's Baal Tashchis. And second of all, you're not allowed to destroy Truma. What I would have to do, it explains, I would have to break it up into small pieces. Make it into crumbs. So I'm not destroying it, but it's not Mestavra, they're going to eat it. The Baal Bayis won't chop what I'm doing. I took 100th of the challah, broke it up into small little crumbs. Is that gazela? No. Because if someone invites me, he's not makban on these things. All that is explained over here in the Yerushalmi and various different Rishayim. Okay. But I'm not finished yet. Even after I have my 10 pieces as Maaser and I have my 1 piece out of the 10 as Trumas Maaser, there's still something else that I have to say. Maaser Sheni, that Maaser Sheni will be Betzvoinai on the north side, Bedrami on the south side of the food, Umachul Alamois, and right away I'm removing the Kedusha of that Maaser Sheni onto this money. He has to make this Tanai before Shabbos. If I make the Tanai before Shabbos, then on Shabbos I can physically separate that 100th for Trumas Maaser, and I'll be able to eat the rest of the challah. This is assuming that he's only going to eat challah, which we did just to make things a little simpler. So this is another big kula leniency by Demai. If it was regular tevel, there's no such thing. I can't make a Tanai Erev Shabbos to be able to do it on Shabbos. But we're saying with Demai you can, even though an Erev Shabbos is not my Paris yet. How does this work, Taka? If it's not mine, how can I make this Tanai an Erev Shabbos? So some say that the fact that he invited him already. There's a sheet that holds other makna dovashloi bali oilam, even though it's not around yet. It could be the challah was even baked yet, but it's possible that there's an automatic kinyan. There's a lot of lumdus how it works exactly, but it's still a big kula. And again, my neighbor, the Amoretz, knocks on my door. He invites me. I don't want to insult him. I'm scared he didn't take off maestros. I have to make a tanai Erev Shabbos. But what I'm going to do, and then things take effect on their own on Shabbos, because on Shabbos you can't separate Maasers. And what I'm going to do is, I'm going to imagine I'm eating a challah. Imagine it's broken up into 100 pieces. 10 out of the 100 has to be Maaser Rishayim. I'm going to say the first of those 10 pieces is the first part of my Maaser. Then there's the other part of my Maaser, the other 9 of those 10 pieces. The first part is going to be my Trumas Maaser. Then I have to be careful to make sure no one else eats it. The rest is not a problem. Because by Demai, you don't give the Maaser Rishayim to the Levi. The Levi has to prove that it's owned to him. For all I know, maybe the Amoraites took off Maasers. I just have to separate it. And as far as the Maaser Sheni is concerned, that I already redeemed from before Shabbos. This is a big kula, again, which is also allowed just for Demai. Now, very important. To make things simple, again, I know we mentioned this, but I want to stress it again. So we're imagining the only thing he's eating is this challah. But of course, the same has to be done for whatever other food that he's going to eat besides for the challah, where there's a chiyuv of trumas and maaser. He's going to have to make that same tanai Erev Shabbos. Let me ask you one more thing, and you can go on to the next Mishnah. But isn't there a din that someone who's a neman ala maestris is not supposed to eat with someone who's not? We learned that earlier. You said you can't be a guest by an amaretz. And if you are, you lose your nemanis. You lose your trustworthiness for maestris. So some say that if he has edim that can testify that he made this tanai on Erev Shabbos, he's doing everything according to halacha. It's one of the terutzim over here. And let's say in this case, I would still remain a neman ala maestris, even though I am going to have that suda on Shabbos by the amaretz.